So what are we talking about today? No, fuck you. What we're talking about is how we would redo the whole entirety of the Dragon Ball Z series, because what the fuck's going on now?
With Super?
Yeah. Look how far
we've... What's wrong with Super?
Fuck you is what's wrong with Super. It's like, what happened? What happened to Yamcha? What happened to Krillin? What happened to Tien? Where are the boys at?
They were mere mortals. Puny little humans.
Exactly.
They didn't matter anymore.
Well, Tien is not even human. He was born on Earth, but he's from a fucking, I forget, like divine alien race or some shit.
I mean, he still became irrelevant rather quickly.
Yeah, that he did. Doesn't matter what divine, whatever the fuck you are, you're irrelevant. I mean, not as bad as Launch, which fucking, what's his name? Toriyama?
Akira Toriyama, yeah.
Akira Toriyama? I forget. Well, whatever the hell his name is. He just fucking straight up forgot about Launch.
I don't think he forgot about
it. He said that. People asked him, like, what happened to Launch? Oh, I forgot about her. It was his response. So it's like, damn. Because I think, like, the last time you really, like, see her is a brief moment after the Saiyan fight where Tien dies. And then, like, they show her at a bar, like, drinking, sadly. And then that's, like, the last time you see raw footage of Launch, and that's not, like, a flashback or a memory or something.
Yeah, I guess.
Well, at least I actually don't know about Dragon Ball Z Super. Maybe they brought her back in Dragon Ball Super. Fuck if I know. I haven't really kept up on Super. I just, like, why do they got to keep stepping it up? You know what I mean?
Why not?
Well, because it kind of loses meaning after a while. You know? Well, you know, well, I'm Super Saiyan. Now I'm a Ooper duper Super Saiyan. No, next I've broken beyond that. I'm a mooper duper ooper super duper Saiyan. And it just keeps going on. And
I mean, to be fair, I don't know where else they can go from here.
Like, yeah, I absolutely do know where they could go else from here. It's fucking have side character that develop and you then pad out the story by progressing them along so they get unique, interesting powers and fun battles and develop in some way that isn't just, oh, they're not saying, so fuck them. That's how you fucking do the show.
I'm sorry, nobody cares about Krillin. What you're saying is, I know where they're going to go, straight to hell. That's where they could go.
Well, hell, they could have an episode where they go to the home of infinite losers, revisit those guys.
They already did that, though.
Really? Well, wasn't that in GT?
No one cares about Z.
I thought that was in. Well, in Dragon Ball Z, he visits there. I'm talking about like revisiting now that it's full of all the fucking people Goku has killed. You know what I mean?
And he kind of did. He went back and got what's his name? Frieza.
That's true. That's for Super though, right?
Yes, that is Super.
Yeah. So you know, fuck. I don't know. I just feel like I really enjoy Dragon Ball Z with Cell and Frieza, but I feel like it was building up, leading up into Dragon Ball Z Super, and I don't like Super because they've just latched on to the bad parts of of the series. You know what I mean? I want some of the side characters. I want some of that side character action, bro. So I'm going to tell you how I... Fuck you. I'm going to tell you how I would redo Dragon Ball, right? Well, I'm going to take a...
Well, hold on. Have you watched all of Super?
No, fuck no.
You should.
Why? Why should I?
Because Krillin has his moments in Super.
Yeah, they always give them the moment, and then it's just like, then they're irrelevant again.
Kind of. But he needs Krillin to help win the...
Yeah. He needs Krillin to fucking suck and die so that he can hop in there and look better.
No, actually, Krillin's being all self-deprecating. Like, why do you want my help, man? And he fights Goku for like in tournament rules, but like outside of like they say like, hey, this is the bounds or whatever.
Yeah.
And Krillin beats Goku in like on one tournament fight.
And Goku's bullshit.
Like, you've always been better than me at tournament shit. He's like, you've always been better than me at tournament shit. So, you know, so that's how he gets into the tournament.
That's some fucking horse shit is what that is.
Why?
Well, because it, if you're looking like, okay, he's better at tournaments, does it mean that, you know, he's also not fighting something that's on the level of a god? You know, and I, and if they want to say that Krillin's that strong, then, you know, maybe they could have shown some of his other training or battles or, you know, made it a little bit more interesting to see him develop. Not that, oh, see, he kind of beat Goku in a tournament thing. That makes him strong now because we need him to be. That sounds a lot like the fucking shit where all the Z fighters fucking die and then go train on what is it, King Kai's planet?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden the Ginyu Force shows up and we're like, oh, we're the Ginyu Force. We were just shown being super strong and Vegeta couldn't handle us and and then they just work those guys over real quick. And they're that's their like, see, they did a thing. They're strong. And it's it's like, huh?
I mean, that it was King Kai's planet and the hyperbolic time chamber are the two places that they train.
Well, the hyperbolic time chamber was before they got their asses whooped.
No. Well, yeah, I guess. They went in the time chamber a couple times, I thought.
I know that Goku did, but I don't know about the Z fighters.
So, I feel like they talk about it, but they don't actually show training in there and Super. But I don't remember anymore. It's been so long since I've seen it. Mm. I know. Yeah, I don't remember much of Super. I remember there was no. I thought it was funny when they were fighting. Like, how far into Super are you?
I don't know. I just keep hopping in and out, and it's just like, oh, now he's Super God, Ultra Instinct God, Super Saiyan 2 God. And it's
the Super Saiyan God Blue Super Saiyan is so annoying. But I don't remember if he was Super Saiyan Blue. Yeah, he was Blue. Anyway, did you see like the Goku Black and all that?
Oh yeah, like the evil Goku.
Yeah, so you know like what the deal with that was, right?
I forget. There was some the one old Kai that wanted to destroy the one and the dark energy and yeah. Oh, now I've got the body and I see you're powered by rage. Since I'm not angry, I'm just cold and calculating. I need to learn to be angry to unlock more of the Saiyan power. That bullshit. Yes. Yeah.
Basically, yeah. So he even managed to go like Super Saiyan, but he calls it Super Saiyan Rosé or whatever because his hair is pink. And yeah, but what I thought was funny is
Super Saiyan.
It ended. That arc ended so awkwardly, in my opinion. It was like they had to call like Zeno or whatever, the supreme god of everything.
Oh, and the stupid little blue fucking weird thing,
child thing. Yeah.
Oh my god.
So they have to call him in to destroy the universe that Goku Black's in because they can't beat because he merges.
Got to destroy the black man. I see how it is.
Exactly.
Uh-huh.
And with his so I guess he merges at some point with the other version of Zamasu or whatever Zamas, whatever his name is, and they become like ultra blah blah blah, and become part of the universe itself in some weird way, like the clouds turn into.
Yeah. All right. You're going way beyond what I'm talking about here because fuck all nonsense. Okay. I'm just saying that they should have redone the whole entirety of Dragon Ball so that they could have reinduce the other side characters, and so they don't have to keep making bullshit nonsense, ultra god, super god, merge with the universe. Bullshit. If they just focus on some of the other characters a little bit, have develop more, you don't have to go so fucking weird.
Well, yes. And my point with that was
that whole arc seemed like they painted themselves in a corner. Like, hey, we have this guy. He's become part of the universe now, and he's beating Goku and Vegeta, even when they're merged, and this, that, and the other, and they can't win. And then it seems like they were writing, and they were like, oh, fuck. We just hit a point where we're like, it's either let them all die, and we just, you know, end the series here, or we just have some bullshit happens, and then they call God, and he comes and erases the universe for them. Let's do that.
Yeah, I like that. And, well, they call God.
Yeah.
I should...
Stupid little, like, fucking garage door opener button that Goku has for some reason, which, like, summons God, which...
They should do that in more anime. Oh God, yeah. Pikachu is down, but I know what to do. God, I choose you.
Oh God, Pikachu's down, I know what to do. Zip.
Oh God. that went a different direction there. But yeah, okay. That's so what she said. Oh God. So the rewinding back, I'm saying that I want to redo Dragon Ball Z from Dragon Ball Z. Like, introducing Raditz right from the very beginning, I was like, they should have started with the Cell Saga, then Raditz into Frieza. I feel like Frieza is the better overall enemy to Cell it.
I mean, yeah, bringing Frieza back is like the, until Super, and he becomes like, I guess, one of them? I'm a little confused. But
yeah, he's
always like the big bad, whatever.
He right, better, Cell was cool. Yeah, Cell was cool and everything. But Frieza,
we lost our listener.
Whatever. But Frieza was definitely better. Is that's why I feel like they mix the order around, right? And if they had done the androids and Cell first, you could have developed the other characters, Krillin, Yamcha. You have a bunch of androids running around. Now you have a bunch of them fighting, right? Then you lead up to the Cell, and then that's when you hype up Goku, and Goku fucking takes out Cell. You know what I mean? Now, then you introduce what's his name? Raditz coming in. Raditz. You introduce Raditz coming in by, you know, having whatever the last bit of androids or that nonsense, he ends up destroying them. Like, he shows up maybe because the power level on the planet picks up on his fucking scouter, and he goes to investigate to find out what the fuck's going on, ends up seeing those androids, destroys them, and he sets himself up as the, you know, stronger, bigger villain. Then that leads into, you know, fucking Vegeta and Nappa coming, and that leads into the Frieza saga.
I don't know. I mean, I guess that does kind of make more, because they were dealing with the Red Ribbon Army through Dragon Ball.
Right.
And I guess that does...
It never made any sense to me that how the fuck does this just one scientist guy... who, like, before this, his biggest achievement was the assassin guy. What's his name? Tao Pai Pai?
Huh?
Tao Pai Pai, I think his name was. He was like the... And he gets turned... He gets, like, blown up and then turned into, like, an android himself that he shows up later. Like, that's extremely low power level, super weak guy. Compared to the Dragon Ball Z universe as a whole. So how the fuck does he make something that is stronger than a Super Saiyan out of, like, metal? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I guess that's fair.
That never set well with me. Like, I don't fucking get how fucking Krillin's wife is stronger than a Super Saiyan. Because she was just built different. She got that Circuit City wiring going on. You know what I mean? You have the androids would be like definitely a beginning of Dragon Ball Z level enemy that seems like they'd be strong. You know, much stronger than a human. They're, you know, metallic body parts that could have energy blast. And he could have made a fucking shitload of them. There could have been 100 different androids. so that you have these battles with, you know, Krillin, Yamcha, all the rest of them, even Yajirobe can get in on some of the action, right?
Fucking Yajirobe.
Yeah, you know, he had his one moment, and then he's just fucking, I don't know, playing with his cat.
He had a couple moments, like, oh, well, I guess the only one number is saving Goku from Vegeta.
Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, so you have all that battle, and all that setup, then you can, you know, make the other characters more interesting, right? They'll go into their sub-stories a little bit more. So, then you get into the Saiyans. Then you bring the whole big thing of, oh, hey, Goku is an alien. Fucking, he has a brother. Like, the whole Goku has a brother should have been a big thing, right?
Yeah, I feel like they didn't really address that enough.
Yeah, they didn't at all. So, you know, and how they go about the whole the Frieza saga as well. Like, I really enjoy the Krillin and Gohan and Bulma, like, espionage-type spy deal that they have on Planet Namek, where they're fucking have to hide around these much more powerful forces moving around, right?
Right.
That's pretty interesting. Then you have Goku doing his recovery and training and going to meet him there. I feel like you could have... And it would be splitting the story a little bit too much, but it might have been interesting to have, you know, the Z Fighters, whatever they train and come back to Earth and have some of Frieza's forces like coming towards Earth. You know what I mean? So then that way you have some fighting going on that way. Because why wouldn't Frieza send people to investigate Earth?
I mean, I don't know.
I don't know. whatever. Fuck it, I don't know. Like, the fact that... Yeah, you know, like, the whole Ginyu Force thing. And the fact that managed to bring, like, bring Piccolo back. I think that when they brought Piccolo, they should have brought all the Z Fighters. And they should have had the Ginyu Force still be a thing. Then you would have had the Ginyu Force versus the Z Fighters, and then, you know, they lose or barely beat a few of them or whatever happens. Then I mean, you get into the Frieza fight.
To be fair, I would love to see a human who rivals, like, Goku and Vegeta.
Well, I think, wasn't that, again, Dragon Ball Z, Oob, Renee, the little Indian boy?
The problem is they put too much of a limit on humans. So it's like, I guess they kind of did the same thing with like Namek's, but like humans were just like, they had a cap. Like, you're not going to be much better than Krillin. And that's pretty much it.
Right. Because they got, it feels like they got absorbed up into that Super Saiyan thing.
Yeah.
Right. I feel like Super Saiyan, that should definitely be one of the pinnacles, a point. But you shouldn't constantly, like, just because he can go Super Saiyan doesn't mean you need to keep overly powering him all the time. You can have then some of the other characters rise up via whatever their training or something beyond. Like, again, the whole thing with Tien is he's from a divine race of fucking aliens that had come down to Earth. They never address that. He can't use some of the powers that they had because of his teaching by the Crane School, made him more too evil, and he couldn't unlock those things.
I forgot about all that.
Yeah, wouldn't it be nice to show that, oh, wow, Tien's becoming more good, and he's relearning some of these powers, he's gaining some of his powers back, making him stronger. Wouldn't that be an interesting arc? No. Let's have Goku become, I don't know, super god, blue, pink hair, rainbow super saiyan, that's it. He's good. That's the next one.
His hair's just going to constantly change color.
Yeah.
I mean, the humans never really got a great story. You kind of felt like, even Goku was, like, too Superman-ish for me. Like, he was too bland. Like, he was too white bread. Like, oh, he's super at everything he does, and nobody can ever beat him, ever. And he has this ability, and this ability, and this ability, and this ability. And it just becomes boring. Like, I like Vegeta because Vegeta had flaws. Like,
right.
Pride was a huge flaw.
Yeah, that was one of the, like, the big things, I think, with the beginning of Dragon Ball Z, was him working together with Piccolo, but they couldn't take out Raditz, and he has to do the fucking self-sacrifice. That was kind of cool. It was like, oh, shit, he dies.
With Goku? Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's kind of an interesting, yeah, an interesting thing there. I feel like that point sticks in my mind. As in, oh, you don't normally have your white bread character do that.
I mean, but here's what pisses me off about that stuff. They've always shit on Vegeta throughout that whole fucking show. Mm. They made him a giant pussy when dealing with Frieza. And then he goes all badass when he's dealing with Boo, Majin Boo.
Mm.
And he slaps around Goku and fights Goku, but then, oh no, Goku was actually stronger the whole time. He was just
because he has the super pride.
Because he's Super Saiyan 3.
4, yeah, sorry, I forget what the fuck level.
Fuck yeah. But that was there. And then, so they took away that victory from Vegeta and made it fucking pointless. And then Vegeta does the same sacrifice thing. He fucking blows himself up to kill Boo. And, oh, somehow massive self-destruct still left a little tiny blob of Boo somewhere. No, fuck you. That was just to dick over that character again, because they like to dick over that character. It was bullshit. And I guess
they like to dick over
my favorite, but fuck.
They like to dick over everybody who isn't Goku.
I want them to have the chance. I do too. I wanted Vegeta, every time Vegeta seemed like, oh, Vegeta's stronger now. I'm like, cool. No, actually, he's not, because of Goku has a super secret thing that he just dicked around with. Like, now in Super, and supposedly in the comics or in the manga, whatever, they were saying that Vegeta was finally surpassing him and going a different path because he wasn't following Goku anymore. He was doing his own thing. Which, right. I was stoked about that. I was like, yes, fucking let Vegeta go his own way. Like, Goku went Ultra Instinct, and Vegeta's like, nah, fuck that. And he went a different way and gained a different power.
Hmm.
And that's in Super. Like, at the end of Super, you see that. Like, someone tries to, like, destroy Vegeta the same way, like, the God of Destruction can, and Vegeta fucking stops it. And that's not by following Goku's path, it's by his own path. And I was fucking super happy. I was like, okay, cool. But I just know Goku's white bread Superman ass is just going to come out of the box somewhere and be like, actually, I am Nod.
I'm
Zeno.
Oh, you learned that style? I actually learned it before I learned Ultra Instinct, but I found a flaw in it. And this is the flaw that I'm going to use to beat you.
I actually learned that way back when I was a kid, turning into a fucking ape.
Yeah. Yeah.
This would have been useful so many times, but I said that one little flaw just didn't make it worth it.
Exactly. The fact that they've abandoned the whole great ape thing is kind of fucked, too.
Yeah. That was... They got rid of their tails, and they can't grow back, and blah, blah, blah.
That was always kind of weird to me. It's like, once you get rid of their tail, aren't they just look like humans? Or didn't you just get rid of, like, the one interesting point they had?
Right. And then they completely forgot about Gohan supposedly being, like, the strongest of them all.
Oh, they retracted that because the whole Cell Saga thing was they were like, okay, we're going to make Gohan the new, because we want the story to, like, continue on. And everybody was, no! Goku! And so they're like, oh, never mind. He's still a fucking loser nerd that doesn't do anything.
Then they made him the great Saiyan Man. But then...
Yeah.
he had that kind of redemption when he was fighting Boo, Super Boo, when he missed
If you count the Boo saga, does anybody count the Boo saga?
You have to. It's part of Z. It's not GT's the one that doesn't count. GT's the one that's not canon.
I feel like no one talks about the Boo thing. You know what I mean?
Not many people do, but that's dumb because it's part of the fucking saga. Like, I really like the movie that they did, the one where they bought Broly out.
Okay.
So I'm just a little confused about the timeline. Have you watched that movie yet?
I can't remember.
Okay. I liked that movie a lot because so Vegeta is my favorite character overall, and my favorite villain has always been Broly, or Broly, or whatever you want to say his name is. And I thought he was just a badass villain, and then they made him dumb when he was that like fighting Goten and Trunks as children. Like that pissed me off. I was like, oh, they turned into like bio blob thing, and I feel like that lost a lot of his. Credibility, like as a badass villain, but the new movie, the route that they went with Broly, they gave him an actual like backstory. They gave him a personality, and I was like, I loved it. I was like, he was a badass character, and he still had like all of his monstrosity, all of his rage, all of his power, etc., etc. But now he was just more structured, so. Thinking of it that way, I can totally see your point about giving other characters depth too.
They don't really talk about Super Saiyan levels after the fucking Buu saga, right?
No, because then they kind of he goes into the God thing, like Super Saiyan God. And then it goes to Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan, and then Super Saiyan God, Super Saiyan Blue, and it's not like 1, 3, 4 anymore. So,
yeah, because the Super Saiyan 3 look was different.
Yeah.
So he just doesn't do that.
Yeah.
Ugh.
Oh God, I don't know if you did that on purpose because I keep getting shit. Your whole thing about Goku telling Vegeta, like, yeah, I found that. I already trained in that mode or whatever, or that level, but I found a flaw in it. That's exactly what fucking happened in the saga.
Oh, yeah, that's what I was bringing up, the whole...
I forgot about that.
With Trunks doing the fucking... making his body more powerful. Well, you have 200 times the strength, but... like half your speed, so you can't hit anything.
Yes, I mean at least they shit on Trunks and not Vegeta, because Vegeta was the one who's like, "Yeah, I can't. You can't do that." And Goku's like, "Yes, I already knew that." But
yeah,
Goku's dumbass wasn't even training; he was just fucking Gohan's life up the whole time.
Yeah, yeah, Beat your child that you've given over to an alien that, you know, killed your friend one time, but, you know, he's the better father anyway.
Yeah. Don't leave him with his mom. No, no. Give him to the main guy who was trying to kill you and who only... Yeah. He did kill you.
Yeah, he did kill you. Killed your friend. Ate people before. That's the thing.
God.
And was stuck in a rice cooker for a while, but whatever. We don't talk about that.
God, I always hated that about Goku. Like his, I guess it's the innocence or whatever of it all, which I guess he shed it at some point between the Buu saga and Super. Well, I guess at the end of Cell saga, because like or Frieza, because Frieza he was all about like, no, let everybody live and everything's good and kind and. Telling Vegeta not to kill the Ginyu Force and like doing all this. And no, don't kill Frieza. Don't do this. No, it's all okay. I always hated that about his character.
Yeah, because, you know, they do that switch between Goku as a child and Goku as an adult. And as a child, the whole original Dragon Ball was just way more goofy.
Yeah.
It was just supposed to be more silly. So it was like, you know, you can understand. Like, he fights an invisible man, a werewolf guy, you know, a zombie dude, and all these other, like, silly characters and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's like, you can't have little kid just murking on people. Although...
It worked in GT.
he does kind of kill Tao Pai Pai. I mean, it's again a lot like the Frieza thing where he just, you know, returns the attack back on him type of thing. Because Tao Pai Pai is a grenade and he just kicks the grenade into him.
Yeah.
So that's kind of murder. But, you know, then they kind of show him, oh, he's an android. No, it's all good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you know, something that gets me too about that is that fucking Tao Pai Pai shows back up during the Cell Saga and he's the same fucking power level always been. Yeah. You know what I mean? I guess he just decided not to train. He was good. That's it. Fuck it. I got killed. I got killed by a little kid. Now I'm just, you know, I'm done.
Yep.
It would have been cool if he, you know, if during the Cell Saga, wouldn't that have been interesting? If, well, I guess they have Mr. Satan, Hercules, show up.
Oh.
But if they had some of the other side characters that you see again, oh, shit, it's Tao Pai Pai. He thinks he's badass because he's trained a new, you know. That would be interesting, at least.
Yeah. I just remember another character they shit on in the Cell Saga was XD.
Oh, yeah.
He was, like, the most badass of all androids. But he loved life. He was looking at butterflies and shit.
Yeah,
and
then he
self-destructs, and just, that's it. His sacrifice meant absolutely dick.
God. I love Android 16 in, what's that, the Team 4-Star?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so good. It sure sounds like an awful lot of not killing Goku right now. It's hard for me now not to think of the Team 4-Star Dragon Ball as the actual Dragon Ball. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Those characters do just, I don't know, they hit different. Hey, Cell! How's your pussy? What? God, that was so good. Yeah, if you guys haven't watched Team 4-Star, go check them out. Watch the entirety of Dragon Ball Z go through there.
God, so great. It's so funny how many fans and shit take video games and animes and TV shows and dub it, and it's fucking hilarious. Like with My Life is RPG, we talked about the Juggernaut thing, where
guys
dubbed.
What is Jibui cartoons? I forget what the hell that was called.
Yeah, I don't remember either. And in this corner is the welterweight champion, the Juggernaut, bitch. Why the fuck is this shit falling? Go comb your beard. I don't want to hear that.
I mean, I also fucking love the Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged.
Yeah.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Abridged in his fuck.
I haven't watched that. I've only seen like memes and clips of it, but yeah.
That's it. And it's time to beat you in this children card game.
Oh, God. And then fucking Red versus Blue. They fucking.
Oh, yeah.
That was so much effort that they had to put into making those episodes. They're great.
Church.
Fucking and it made church. It fucking Caboose. Like it made it something crazy, like 9 or 11 seasons or some shit. It was insane.
Yeah, it made it quite a long time. I was sad to hear it that it stopped, but also yeah, you can't keep the story going forever unless you want to start having church blue mode Saiyan activate God.
Oh, speaking of Halo, have you heard about the show at all?
Oh, that everyone hates, where they showed his face and was like, wow, no one wanted to see his face because that was kind of part of the mystique.
Yeah. So I had the same exact issue with it when I was watching the trailer and then they showed him take his helmet off and I was like, yo, he's not supposed to do that. What the
right.
fuck? And I, you know what? I'm going to give it a
chance. Because in the end, you are always the Halo.
Yes. Because that was one of my complaints. I was like, just don't show his fucking face and give us the original voice actor to voice him. Like, the fuck? Like, that was what just made sense in my head. But I will say I have the show, and I see what they're doing with it. Like, so it doesn't really follow the game a whole lot. It does in the sense of he's the green guy running around blowing shit up and being super badass and fighting the Covenant, which, it to be honest, it looks pretty fucking cool to me. I enjoy it. But you have to enjoy it in the sense it's a different version of Halo. Like, they clearly went astray from the games, and I'm guessing it's to bring in a different group of people watching it rather than just the video game nerds. But I'm just saying,
the gamers because play the game, they didn't care to check or anything like that. And we're like, I'm going to do something new because that's what everybody does.
Such fucking Batman all over again.
Exactly, exactly. You know, all this wonderful source material that people know and love. Maybe you could do something with that. No,
basically for Marvel. Look, Marvel's looking at the source material. They're going by shit. And if they deviate from the fucking comics, it's sometimes a lot, but most of the time it's you can see where it's going.
But yeah, they deviate from it so they can like add to their multiverse type thing.
Yeah, but like that was like so I don't know if we've already griped about the Batman movie. I'm sorry to take this away from Dragon Ball, but we're on a different topic now and I'm pissed. So I saw Batman and I dragged you down with me because I needed to. But fuck, that pissed me off so fucking much. I'm so fucking tired of hearing every Batman director, producer, whatever the fuck, saying, oh, I go a different direction with the character. Literally everybody keeps saying that. Can we just go the way it's intended to? Please, for the love of God, just give me the fucking character from the... Give me the character from the fucking animated series. Fuck.
Yeah. It's a lot like, okay, well, all right, we have a hamburger. Well, shit, that's good. You know, well, I added some cheese to it. Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah. Oh, we added pickles. Oh, we're there. We're at it. We're golden. Well, I decided to put on some honey Dijon. Well, okay, that's kind of new, but hey, it kind of works. Some people probably really like the honey Dijon, and I'm going to put on sun-dried tomatoes. All right, well, sure. And now we're adding Doritos chips to that. People like Doritos chips. Yeah, but are you going to... We're still keeping the sun-dried tomatoes and the mustard? Yeah, we're keeping all of that and adding more. And you're like, what? And ice cream, vanilla ice cream drizzled on the top. And you're like, but I liked it the way it was before. I mean, some of the stuff kind of works, and it would be interesting to have those off to the side maybe, but you don't need to slam that on the character. No, no, no. And hot sauce on top of the ice cream. What are you doing?
It's been more like, here's this delicious hamburger. It's just a piece of meat. Okay, cool. That's all right. Oh, here's a bun and some bread. Oh, that makes it pretty. Okay, I gotcha. And here's a ketchup and mustard. Okay. Not everybody's down with the mustard, but okay, I see it. And then the pickles. Oh, okay. I'm liking this. Pretty good. And now I'm just gonna take a dump right in the middle. And you're gonna. And that's bad.
And now I proceed to shit on it. Wait, I don't like that one. And
you ever seen two girls in one cup? It's about to get weird. I mean, that's what I feel like they've done to Batman, and it pisses me off because he's my favorite fucking superhero from DC. Yes, I know there's many people who can beat him, although Batman diehard fans will never admit that. But
well, how much time does he have to prepare?
I mean, I mean, Superman, yeah, okay. If he had a pair and he has access to the kryptonite, yeah, he could probably beat him. Yeah, that's fine. But the Flash, I don't know, bud.
I don't know what type of Flash.
Either of them, because really.
Because the one where he originally was fast, or the one where he's faster than time and God and all that nonsense. Where if he had actually moved anywhere near as fast as that, he would have ripped the atoms apart of the air that he was around and blown up the entire planet. But, you know, whatever. Whatever. Fine.
Whatever.
Fine. Cool. Yeah. 2 weeks, Batman's got him.
Yeah. 2 weeks and Batman's got him. Exactly. Fucking like, that was, oh man, that new Batman pisses me off so much. The casting choices are fucking stupid. I don't understand how this movie, everybody seems to love it so much. I don't fucking get it.
And why is it 3 fucking hours long?
I'm cool with that. Don't care. I'm not down for the long movies. Bring it on. I'm spending.
No. I'm not down for it because of fucking the 3 hours long and like half of it is in slow mo and just watching him walk.
That's true.
Or stare creepily at a child. Why does he stare at the child like that?
God, man. And then, like, he fucking, like, that was my main complaint, one of my many complaints, not main, was when he was, like, in the fucking church or whatever, like, that was, and then the guy has, like, the C4, and it goes off in his face, and I'm like,
oh. This is the real gritty Batman, where he would, but why didn't he just fucking die then? Why isn't he just dead? Why doesn't he even have a suntan burn mark on his fucking pouty lips? No.
Yeah. Nothing. I was like, he didn't protect his face in any way. Like,
he actually like turned towards the explosion.
Yeah.
Didn't he? Like full on looked at it, mouth open.
Then the whole time he was fighting all those guys up in those rafters, and he was like, he like blew up every part of glass on the ceiling. Like the ceiling, he just blew it up with all these mini bombs. I'm like, yeah, okay. So all the people are dealing with getting shot at, and now a whole bunch of shrapnel and glass rained on them too on top of it. Okay, that's fine. And then down in some spot where it's just clear for him to land, and he starts fighting. I'm like, no, the Batman we grew up with and know and love would have jumped down, busted through one spot, throw bombs at everybody, fucked everybody up. And a lot of these guys he was fighting up there, he was just kind of like shoving them off of where they were standing, off of the rafters and shit. And they just fell back onto their zip lines and they were hanging from there. That doesn't fucking what? That doesn't disable their ability to fight. Number one, there's so many questions like, oh, punch, push you off the thing. And they're like, oh God, no, he's pushed me off. Now I'm hanging from this thing, which I had here planned for myself just in case I fell. But magically now I'm just completely incapacitated and I'm just going to hang here. The fuck?
Right. Yeah, what happened from like fighting from the old bat, like the Batman I would have loved to see would broken through the window quietly and fucking like eight of the batarangs and fucking wires would have flown out of fucking seemingly nowhere and taken these guys out super quick and quiet like, and he may have punched one or two of them.
Yeah, he was fucking dangling from the stupid screen or whatever the fuck he was dangling from for ever, getting shot at and just trying to move away from the shots.
Yeah, and just eating buckshot. Bah, bah.
No, I was like, what the fuck? Like, he's supposed to have gadgets. He's supposed to have like shit to help him float and glide. Yeah. And
that was my favorite part of the movie, was when they decided that he can't glide on the cape and he needs a parachute.
Yeah.
And that weird suit, and then he fucking just gets caught up on the underpass and just boom, eats ass super hard. That would have killed anybody. It should have just killed him. That should have just been the end of the movie.
Just, to the C4.
Boom. And he wouldn't have ever gotten to the C4 part.
That's true. And then, like, how did How did the fucking buckshot or slug that he took from that shotgun point blank, that fucked him up more than C4 did? And then he was like whimpering and crying. Batman doesn't whimper and cry. What?
Yeah, that fucked him up like just as bad as the C4 did. Didn't really do anything to the actual outfit, but I guess they want to say that it like it's some real good.
No,
through the kinetic force.
No, it didn't fuck bad as the C4 did. C4, he woke up surrounded by cops, mind you, and nobody fucking took his mask because somehow Gordon managed to keep it happen. Get the fuck out of here. And then he was immediately trying to start a fight with a group of cops.
He slept it off, right?
Chest. Yeah, he took the slug to the chest, then was crying and whimpering and passing out and dying? The fuck?
Which Catwoman was like, it's okay, go into the light. You're done now. What? but don't worry, he has magic green goo that he didn't really,
explain at all.
Yeah. Yeah. Also his butler, Alfred, Super Jack. Now I'm an ex-military jarhead man. Alfred, don't give him any of the healing. Just let him.
Just let him.
Yeah, let him sleep that off. Because who the fuck opens up mail that is clearly from a deranged man with a bomb and just be like, I wonder what this is. Let me stare directly at it and open up my mouth. Oh, God! Who could have saw this coming?
With all my training that I've had from...
I'm a super intelligent, can break this riddle and solve things, and I'm ex-military and smart. But let me look at this letter. Hey, what is it? A ticking thing that smells like TNT. What is it? It's TNT, trick question. Boom. And the ha 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 boom part is also written down on the letter. And he's still like, let me open this.
Ha ha ha. 3-2. Please turn over.
Yeah, please turn over. One, now this is where you pull this part here with an arrow joined.
God.
It's so bad.
Favorite Batman thing so far since, I guess, the Dark Knight, Heath Ledger, Joker, has been the show Gotham.
Gotham's pretty good.
Casting was fucking great. The acting was subpar sometimes, and the storyline got a little weird. But for the most part, like that guy they got to play the Joker, or I'm sorry, they didn't call him the Joker, but he was the fucking Joker. He was amazing.
I thought it was pretty good
on the screen. Not whoever the fuck they got now to be the Joker. Like, fuck.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I didn't like about Gotham was young Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
He's... And Catwoman. The bad guys were pretty good, though.
Yeah. It was mostly... It felt like that was more about Jim and Alfred.
Yeah.
But that did show you that Alfred's a badass, and it's like when he was younger.
Yeah. And they really, really... I wish they would have done something with Krillin. Giving him some time with the Joker, you know.
Krillin?
Yeah. I feel like they could have really touched up Krillin's storyline there.
Yeah, make the Joker his antagonist.
Yeah, well, you clearly have him, you know, bite down on the Destructo disc, and that's how he got the scars. have him have a redemption, have Krillin have a redemption arc where he was actually a neo-Nazi at one point, which is why he's got the shaved head. But he learns, you know, the peace and Buddhism and to accept those type of things.
He was originally a Gotham villain.
Yeah, originally a Gotham villain. It would work. God,
oh, man.
Instead of the dots, he would have something else on his forehead.
The dots are what remain from him trying to remove it.
Yeah, basically, the dots are the laser scarring from the removal process. Oh, man.
Good time.
I mean, he does end up with a blonde-haired, blue-eyed wife, so...
Yeah, who he turns human.
Yeah. Preferences, you know. Yeah. All right, we're ending it there. We're ending it there. I'm done. Can't take any more of this. Oh Lord.
Well, we'll get a Batman reboot in like 2 years anyway, so that'll get done. And
yeah, I've seen the meme where they did the math on it, like where they followed how quickly there's a new Batman reboot, and by like the year 2060 we'll have a new Batman reboot every 0.21 seconds or something like that.
Yeah. Although
every few milliseconds.
Although this stupid Batman won awards for like creative writing or some bullshit. It's the same award gave the Joker movie, which don't get me wrong, I the Joker movie was fun, but it wasn't the Joker. Like it wasn't the Joker.
Right, it was more of a deranged man.
Yeah, I don't like the direction that they're going with it. But now, like even more, the Batman movie already has the spinoff with the Penguin and somebody else, I forget who. But fucking, oh my God, there's another thing. Fucking Colin Farrell as the Penguin. Why?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah, you've discussed that already. We'll save this for next time. I'm spent.
All right, yeah, fuck, okay.
Yeah. I shot my goo.
All right, you shot your goo.
Yeah. If you guys enjoyed that, I don't know, like, comment, subscribe, give us money, send us pictures of your stuff. You know, all that good stuff. And sure bye, love you, bye. Me.